get your cheese plate ready. We're going to Wisconsin. That's right, gang. This is episode 192 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast, and we've got a heaping helping of Wisconsin trivia for you. If you're new to the show, welcome. We have a 30-question and answer game every week on a different topic. This season, we're making our way through all 50 states. If you're looking for scorecards or rules, check out our website, dorkygeekynerdy.com, and we'll get you set up. That covers the necessities of the show, so let's begin. The Dorky Round. Number 1. Born in Kenosha, who is currently playing Bruce Banner, aka the Hulk, in the Marvel Cinematic Universe? Mark Ruffalo. Number 2. Born in Green Bay, what actor starred in shows like Wings, Monk, and The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel? Tony Shalhoub. Number 3. What actor starred in such varied films as Citizen Kane, Touch of Evil, and Transformers the Movie? Orson Welles from Kenosha. Number 4. What actor starred in 3 Mel Brooks movies in 4 films with Richard Pryor? Gene Wilder. Number 5. What San Francisco 49ers quarterback caused a national sensation and dialogue for kneeling during the U.S. national anthem? Colin Kaepernick. Number 6. What state borders Wisconsin to the south? Illinois. Number 7. What is the largest city in Wisconsin? Milwaukee. Number 8. Set in the 1950s, what TV series took place in Wisconsin and featured the Cunningham family? Happy Days. Number 9. Mike Myers and Dana Carvey starred in what 1992 movie set in Wisconsin? Wayne's World. Number 10. What motorcycle manufacturer, founded in 1903, is headquartered in Milwaukee and not Sturgis, South Dakota? Harley Davidson. The Geeky Round. Number 1. What is the capital of Wisconsin? Madison. Number 2. Born in Beloit, who is the only woman to win an IndyCar series race? Danica Patrick. Number 3. What designer from Richland Center was a pioneer in what would be called the Prairie School movement of architecture? Frank Lloyd Wright. Number 4. Born in Grand Chute, Wisconsin, what U.S. senator hunted communists in the U.S. Army as well as outing homosexuals in the U.S. government in the 1950s? Joseph McCarthy. Number 5. What Saturday Night Live actor from Madison passed away at the age of 33 in 1997? Chris Farley. Number 6. What Happy Days spinoff featured Penny Marshall and Cindy Williams? Laverne and Shirley. Number 7. What educational approach, borrowed from Germany, first came to the U.S. in Watertown, Wisconsin, in 1856? Kindergarten. Translated from German, the name means Garden of Children. Number 8. What TV series was set in the fictional town of Point Place, Wisconsin? That 70s Show. Number 9. Kristen Wiig co-wrote and starred in what 2011 comedy set in Milwaukee? Bridesmaids. Number 10. What state borders Wisconsin to the north? Michigan, specifically the Upper Peninsula. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. What actor gave a shout-out to his hometown of Appleton, Wisconsin, when he hosted Saturday Night Live on January 29, 2022? Willem Dafoe. Number 2. What actor, born in 1900 in Milwaukee, was the first person to win consecutive Academy Awards for Best Actor? Spencer Tracy. He won for 1938's Captain's Courageous and 1939's Boys Town. Number 3. What soap opera, airing since 1973, is set in Genoa City, Wisconsin? The Young and the Restless. Number 4. What pianist, singer, and actor from West Allis, Wisconsin would perform under just his last name? Liberace. Number 5. Jeff Bridges and Karen Allen drive from Wisconsin to Arizona in what 1984 sci-fi film? Starman. Number 6. We can thank Wisconsinite Christopher Latham Scholes for the layout of what modern technology? The QWERTY keyboard, though the original had no 0 or 1 on the top row. You used a capital O and a lowercase l for those numbers. Number 7. The state symbol of Wisconsin is a badger, but it doesn't refer to the animal, but to what occupation? Miner. Specifically, badgers were lead miners of the 1820s. Number 8. Born Lester Pulsefus, what musician and inventor lends his name to a solid body electric guitar? Les Paul. Number 9. What town plays host to the largest experimental aviation event every year? Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Number 10. What crashed in Manitowoc, Wisconsin in 1962? Sputnik 4. And that's it for Wisconsin trivia this week. Want some bonus facts? All the ginseng produced in the U.S. comes from Wisconsin. They account for about 10% of the world's production of it. Like a lot of Midwestern states, it's named after a river, the Wisconsin River. From 1895 to 1967, margarine was prohibited in the state. Wisconsin was the 30th state to enter the Union. It's 20th in population and 23rd in area. I've never made it to Wisconsin, but I'm a huge fan of all things dairy, so I'm sure I'll find something to entertain myself while I'm there. What should I visit when I go to Wisconsin? We'll be back here next week with another 3 rounds of questions. Here's a little clue to tide you over. What state is home to the longest NASCAR oval track? If you know much about NASCAR, it should narrow it down for you. See you back here next Wednesday. This has been episode 192 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. The music was by Jason Shaw at audionautics.com. Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy is hosted, written, and produced by me, Brian Rollins. Come visit me at thevoicesinmyhead.com. As always, thanks for listening.